Blog Talk Radio.
CLWA3 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
The NAWC, for over 50 months, the revolutionary force in talk entertainment.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007, sanctioned by The Price is Right. Wait a minute, The Price is Right?
Brian Kendrick, come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
Next prize, please.
A new BlackBerry!
Brian, what do you think?
$850.
$850.
Wrong!
Next prize, please.
New speakers with sound dock.
Brian.
$425.
Wrong.
Next prize, please.
A collection of robotic toys.
Brian.
$375.
Wrong.
Let's see. If the X is at the top, you're a winner. If it's at the middle, you're a winner. The only way you lose is if it's at the very bottom. Good luck to you, Brian. 1, 2, 3.
Jim, brilliance.
And let's see, did I hear a win? I thought I got a win around here somewhere.
Williams dinner, holla. Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah, well, you got a win even before we started the show.
Oh, my God.
Nice throw.
That is just nuts. Jim, great stuff. Oh, God. And by the way, good to see you, my man. Hope you're holding up okay.
I'm doing okay. Thanks, everybody, for your support through what's been going on. It's good to be back. Good to be home.
Oh, and to go with that win, I think I'm going to throw in some more double geek.
It's a mark-out moment. I'm marking out, bro.
Very much.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are not on GSN. We are not even on Game Show Garbage. This is Blog Talk Radio, channel CLW83, and the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and you've already heard some of the usual suspects sitting in the room here with me, including our awesome sound man, who I'm making fun of with all my sound bites, Mr. Jim Williams.
Well, it's nice to see that Michael Cole, for the first time in his young life, experienced a golden shower this past Monday night.
Oh, my God!
Wow!
Wow!
Is that a record?
Yeah, that's a better win in, like, 2 seconds. Wow! Oh, my God! Wow!
I don't think I'm going to get anything done on this show. Meanwhile, in another part of New York, I'm cracking up a double geek over here, Mr. Jason Block.
Oh, God, wow. In a more legitimately serious tone, we have there was a tragedy this week in Japan where a 9.0 earthquake hit. Just say your prayers to a lot of the Japanese wrestlers and the Japanese wrestling fans. We're going through a hell of a lot over there.
Absolutely.
Seriously, no joke. And if you've seen the footage, it's just devastating. And we don't even know the half of it yet.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, somewhere else around on these boards I have VRM.
In other news, the Players Union has decertified, and star quarterbacks Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady are filing lawsuits against the league. And it's not that they're filing in a Minnesota court; it's they're filing in the federal court in Minnesota. They are filing in federal. It's just that the court happens to be in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can have fun fighting over all of their money. At the rate we're going, we're probably not going to have a season. And somehow I broke my knee in three rules because somewhere down south I've got a typho.
That's right. I've returned with a great message from a great writer that I know, saying who said that Brian Kendrick's appearance on The Price is Right this past week was the most TV time he's gotten in the last 6 months combined.
Wow! That's good.
Touché, brother, touché.
Wow. I think people are on our game tonight. I think we're really on. This is good.
It's all good.
You guys are definitely going to save me. You guys are definitely going to save me. Because...
Oh, we're acting like we're the CM Punks of this show. Wow, we're saving people. This is awesome.
Well, let me put it another way.
Okay.
My opinions of this past Monday night's Raw do not reflect the opinions or views of our listeners, staff, or any other personnel of CLW
83. Oh.
If I may.
What the hell was that? Oh, my.
I would love to think, it's very rare that I would ever say that I hated a Raw. You can count on one hand the times that I have openly said that I did not enjoy the Monday night program.
That is true. That is absolutely true. And I don't think in the couple of years that I've known you that you've actually said it to me directly before this week.
So, let me go officially on record that I hated this past Monday's Raw.
Was it my presence in the building?
No. In fact, I didn't even see, you didn't even wave a Tuesday night typo sign, or were you spit sight?
I was out of good sign range on TV, so it would have been useless.
No, it had nothing to do with you, typo, although admittedly I would have paid you a lot of money to jump the barrier.
Some guy did that.
Yeah, somebody did at the end of the show, and unfortunately they didn't catch it on camera.
It was great, too. I was sad when I saw what I recorded that they didn't get any of that on camera.
Well, since you were there, can you fill me in on this? Because I've had it happen to me twice. Once at Raw draft in Detroit, and then again at WrestleMania 23. How far did the guy get?
Well, running man there. I honestly don't know where he came from, where he jumped, but it honestly looked like he came down the ramp. That's why my friend and I thought it was Alex Riley in disguise at first. But he comes running down, he slides in the ring, he runs around Cena and slides out the other side where security starts chasing him. He runs back around and slides back in, slides back out, where security finally grabs him, including Justin Roberts running over and grabbing the guy by the ankles.
Ooh. Oh,
if you watch when the camera's showing, the camera's on the Miz, and you can see the Miz's eyes just kind of following the guy around. I mean, the guy runs right in front of him.
What a competitor.
I think there's the only camera shot you see, you can see the guy's head go by, I think.
Hmm. So,
sitting there, I'm like, oh, there's no way that's not on camera, but somehow they pulled it off.
Well, they managed to keep it off camera just like they did with the guy that ran in at Detroit Draft Day ran in during commercial.
Good time.
And the guy at 23 almost got on camera. Almost. Some of the good stuff didn't make it on camera, such as our run-in man. Pre-show dark match. We were entertained, I believe it was Curt Hawkins versus a returning Shelton Benjamin, who may or may not be trying to get his job back. I know he and Charlie Haas are having some fun down at Ring of Honor. Can we get him back? Jim, what do you think? Can we get Shelton back?
Well, considering the depth chart on the roster, it couldn't hurt to have him back and maybe retool him. I mean, they've tried retooling him a couple of times. I say you got to get him. I say it'd be an. I don't say. Well, I don't know what I'm saying. I'd like to see him back, is what I'm trying to say, because I think he has major upside. But I don't know. I don't know. I hope he comes back. I'll put it to you that way.
Let's see.
Since I know they, I saw it on some news sites, but I can confirm it myself from being there, because I saw the man himself before showtime, but Big Lance Hoyt was in the building Monday night.
Awesome.
He said he was just there visiting friends and everything, because he lives right in this area. So, but hopefully somebody was like, hey, look, didn't we have that guy once? Did we fire him? Is he on the roster?
Well, if you get a Jimmy Yang moment out of him, if he went up to Vince, then, well, you know, why aren't you dressed? Well, sir, he fired me a few ago.
Where you been?
Ever me? Yeah.
I'm trying to focus on the positive of the show, guys. Honest. Since we had some space open on the show and Shelton wasn't going to be allowed on camera, it looks like our lovely anonymous GM, Mr. Lennox, hired Mr. Ziggler. But not Vicky. Why would he not hire Vicky? Is it just me that wouldn't mind having her back on TV?
You know, maybe she needs some time, actually, to either train Shaul, watch Shaul, or be involved with her other daughter who may be in high school by now.
Potentially, and we are coming up, let's see, we'd be coming up on spring break for high school, and only a couple of months out from summer break, so... Vicky's probably working her way towards some time off as she's being forced to face Trish Stratus next week, and I, for one, will be very happy to see Trish back in the ring, and not for the same reasons as, say, Typho.
Hopefully she remembers her wrestling boots this time.
She said so many times on her Twitter that that's the first thing she's packing.
Yes.
Okay, what's the rest of that story?
Oh, well, on the Twitter, she basically said that right after, you know, the next time she was going to go to Raw, the first thing, I think it was on a tweet, she said the first thing she's packing is her wrestling boots. Something to that effect.
Okay.
It was after Elimination Chamber when she had to do those few spots that she did, like in her stilettos. She ended up completely screwing up one move and just barely managed the Stratisfaction because of her heels.
I give her props for doing it in heels and point again at
Randy
Orton, who slips off the middle rope in his wrestling boots.
And she, of the 1, 2, 3, 4 nostalgia acts that have been on so far, I think she's been the best at it so far. Actually, you have 5 if you count Booker T.
No, Booker's been fun on commentary. I'm just waiting for him to smack Cole around. We got the good news that Hacksaw Jim Duggan is going into the Hall of Fame. For some reason, they couldn't cough up a video package for Bullet Bob Armstrong. Or maybe
yeah,
I
there's like, oh, by the way, he's in.
I mean, you know, I would think that they would want to do something special if they're going to, you know, put a guy like him in the Hall
of
Fame.
Shut up!
Probably because they don't own the footage of his greatest moment, the steel cage arm wrestling match.
That might explain the extreme lack of video package, but I don't know.
I'm sure you could just go offer TNA $50 for it and they'd send it over.
There you go.
This will be on the DVD extra as opposed to the actual DVD when it comes out, probably his induction, which is sad, but you know, hey.
So, not to call Triple H or Undertaker nostalgia acts, but I did enjoy Taker's promo on Monday where he, for those of us in the know, decided to set himself up in a way that he is
he will be protected in this match, asking for no holds barred. Which, you know, to the casual fan thinks that's going to be a lot harder, that's going to be a lot rougher on him. No, that means he doesn't have to do any wrestling if he really doesn't want to.
Hey, in fairness, I remember No Holds Barred, you know, that kind of stuff. When I was 5 years old seeing the movie, it was bad. Oh, you mean the other No Holds Barred? Okay.
Now I give him the excuse to be able to, when it's match time in WrestleMania, just roll tape of the WrestleMania X7 match, because it was No Holds Barred.
That's fine, we'll take that, except no blood this time.
they'll just go black and white on that.
Yes, the Georgia State Athletic Commission will stop the match, come in, and sop up all the blood as necessary.
I wish them luck on getting in the ring to do that, because if there is any blood, they will be stopped at the end.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Oh, yes. How I forgot.
This Taker is the only one that I've seen that if he's bleeding, they don't stop the match.
Mm-hmm.
They know Fitz will be a taping.
Yes. Now, I've gotten all around all of that. Now I'm going to try to talk about the one segment that completely soured me on the entire show.
Okay.
Michael Cole was to announce his special guest referee. And we were pleased to see Texas native living in New York, John Bradshaw Layfield, make a cameo appearance.
That wasn't our
shot. That was good. It was good to see him. He looks great, and I know
sure.
he's been keeping busy. You know, post wrestling, with all the money he's made and all the money he's going to make, and still grumbling about the fact that MSNBC would rehire Keith Olbermann before him.
I thought he was with Fox. Well, anyway, I mean, JBL.
But I might be wrong. Unfortunately, all the glad handing and celebrating was interrupted by the one sound that I do not wish to ever hear on a wrestling show ever, 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 ever again. And that is the sound of glass shattering. I only want to hear it the next time somebody wants to throw John Cena through a spotlight. So out walks another Texas native who probably blew the roof off the building with his presence as he walks down to the ring in a brand fucking new t-shirt that he did not earn.
Another new t-shirt. I didn't notice.
Yes, it was sort of the Warner Brothers logo, but with Stone Cold Steve Austin in the lettering, if I noticed the pattern right.
Something like that. Now, normal, you know, that already hawks me off. Now, when I took a peek over WWE shop today because I was told that all the old school shirts are on sale. And not only does he have a brand fucking new t-shirt, but they've retreaded about six of his old shirts.
Let me take a guess. The fuck fear, drink beer shirt's not among them.
No. The white shirt is there. The one of the rattlesnake shirts with the one where his arms turned into rattlesnakes.
Is the white shirt there?
Which one?
What?
She said what?
First said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
We gotta have the Austin 316 shirt.
I'm pretty sure it's there. I'm not pulling up the website, but
right.
I respect what this man did for the company in the late 90s and the early 2000s. But this man has not earned the right for every one of his appearances to have a brand fucking new shirt, not put anybody over, steal segments, and essentially render everybody else in said segments as trivia questions. He did such a wonderful job with that at WrestleMania 23. And he's doing it again. now that he is signed as a special guest referee instead of a more entertaining and probably better in better shape Bradshaw. He's going to steal the entire segment from Cole and Lawler, which admittedly is a throwaway match.
I thought it was the main event.
To Cole, it's it better. Is.
I will not spend the money on WrestleMania if that is indeed the main event of the card. I will call Satellite and get my money back. Even when Austin poured 2 cans of beer on Cole, this is where I should be celebrating that somebody finally shut Cole up and finally humiliated him to the point of somber silence for at least a couple of minutes. I couldn't even enjoy that. So,
Got a question for you, Nikki.
Go ahead, Jay.
All right, let me ask you something. So let's see. A guy who hasn't been in the ring for 7 years comes back, does a kick-ass promo, got a brand new shirt, called says, I bring it, right?
Right.
Be a Satellite.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Okay. The next 2 weeks, he goes back on his word and is an absolute hypocrite. Why aren't you on his ass?
Because it's been 7 years. Austin's been doing this about every other year. Plus, I will admit, when he first came back, I had very high hopes that he was going to get in the ring. That appears to not be the case. If you would like me to rail on Rock, I can arrange that.
I'd just like to hear it a little bit.
Okay. I think John Cena said a lot for me when he unrolled the I Bring It by Satellite t-shirt.
That was just genius. Loved it.
Rock has stolen the spotlight from the Cena-Miz title match. In fact, the fact that we had to do that end segment with Miz crashing the main event and mocking the Rock bottom, and Cena having to cut a promo on SmackDown to say, hey, people, stop paying attention to The Rock. My match is with this little guy over here with the belt. Rock is stealing a spotlight from the present and the future of the company. I fully agree. That is a problem. Because if Rock's not going to wrestle, then he needs to back the hell off.
Like WrestleMania 18 all over again. The champion just happens to be there.
What it ultimately comes down to, if you ask me, obviously with Rock being in place and with Austin being in place, I think it's a small sign of desperation from creative. They don't think the people who are right now carrying the ball have what it takes to make this WrestleMania worth paying X number of dollars for it. I think that's exactly what they're saying by doing this.
They know their own booking because they're right with the way they write them.
I can understand their point to a point. The fact that right now they have their two main events, their two A-belt matches, have relative newcomers, guys that have not done this at WrestleMania. Now, granted, there's a first time for everybody, but this is the first time Miz is main evented a WrestleMania. This is the first time Alberto Del Rio is going to a WrestleMania. A lot of casual viewers are going to say, oh, it's that reality show guy. And who's the Ricky Ricardo guy with the Eddie Munster and the tux? And King Hippo.
Yes, please get King Hippo his WrestleMania moment. He so deserves it.
I mean, if I was a casual viewer, yeah, I'd, like, who are those guys? I know Edge. I know Cena. So, you know, creative might be getting cold feet at this point because it's WrestleMania is probably getting to the point of most major sporting events where there's a lot of money riding on this.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the, you know, to the smarks that keep crapping all over Undertaker, Triple H, and oh, you're robbing Wade Barrett and Sheamus of match opportunities. Well, that's getting fixed. And oh, by the way, if you guys hate these two so much, at least they're in one match, and we'll get their business out of the way. And for the record, King Hippo is not my line. I blame Edge.
No, but that was great.
I like it.
He's a good... But Jim, you're absolutely 100% correct on this. They're afraid economically they're not going to get... Especially, again, now, where unemployment is still hovering around 9-10%. Especially when you have economic concerns here. You're not going to get people to drop the $55.
And
HD, which is still ridiculous. So
I'll throw another log on the fire. VRM, is there any UFC that weekend?
I am not certain off the top of my head. Let me double check that.
Because that will be another factor.
I think there is, but I'm not positive.
Going back to last year, people chose MMA over WrestleMania.
Right. And if that happens, yeah, if that happens again, this could really take a very big bite out of the WrestleMania buy rate. So they've got, you know, they are hedging their bets, and that's why they're bringing these people back. Now, I can understand bringing some of them back, especially for Tough Enough, to go ahead and give it the boost that it needs. Plus the fact that you want some seasoned veterans, but you really don't want to pick off your roster.
No, there is not. The UFC 128 is on March 18th.
Okay.
There is a UFC Fight Night the next week on the 26th. And then the next UFC after that is April 30th, St. Pierre and Jake Shields.
Okay, so there's enough room there. I think that they're not going to have to worry about that, and I'm hoping that Vince is actually paying attention now to the fact that MMA can take a bite out of his buy rate.
He's not the 800-pound gorilla of pay-per-view anymore. That's a foregone conclusion. That's been a conclusion for the last couple of years.
Well, I think he's also got to deal with opening day that weekend, too.
Ooh.
That's right. It's opening weekend of Major League Baseball, so... You know, that's going to have some impact.
No, I know. My mistake. That's the weekend beforehand. Never mind.
Well, still.
Oh, no, it is. That is opening weekend. My mistake. Opening day is a Thursday? That's weird.
Excuse me.
Yeah, anyway, but yeah, you bring up a valid point. Yeah.
So they compete with what I would assume would be Yankees Red Sox on ESPN.
Or whatever the Sunday night game is, which is usually...
Actually, it's also... They're also competing with the Final Four.
Oh, yes.
Well, they usually have been. They have been doing that in recent years. But remember, Final Four is the Saturday and the Monday.
Right, but even
so... Okay. Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, the definite concerns. I mean, being... You know, WrestleMania being the day that it is... It's not a lock anymore that it's going to be the most watched, you know, that they're going to get a million buys. That's never going to be a guarantee anymore. They may do worse than they did last year. It's conceivable, considering the economy, like Jason said, is what it is. And hence they're, you know, hedging their bet, like Nikki says, putting in some of the celebrities, bringing Stone Cold back, bringing The Rock back, having Undertaker and Triple H, two of the most, you know, established veterans still quasi on the roster. I mean... To keep the streak thing going.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now, gentlemen, we just need to... This is the halfway point of the show. So it is time for us to pause for station identification as we are on CLW 83.
Hi, good evening. It's your fellow CLW 3 webmaster, the czar, whatever you want to call me. A little update here for you people listening tonight. Upcoming will be the following podcasts and specials here. The CL files will be up sometime either late tonight or late tomorrow. I'm not sure when. I'm pretty tired at this point. Special Sunday selection edition of Locked In, presented by WeDon'tLose.com. Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern to 11. That will tackle the issues of the selection Sunday, what teams are going to go where and all that. That would be Mr. Jim Williams and Mr. Rob O'Connor. Finally, sometime next week, I'll have a big announcement. Now, back to the show proper, here on the CLW83 Network and the North America Wrestling Connection.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Robert Q. Saddleman, and you're listening to the CLW83 Network. Shut up, Sparky!
We're back. I appreciate your time and patience, gentlemen. Let's see. On to bigger and brighter things. One last note about Raw. They were able to keep ratings high. They walked out with a 3.95.
Sounds three, it was, about right.
Well, it was a 3.9 total. But it could have actually gone higher if it weren't for the fact of some of the fickle wrestling viewers. There was sharp decline in viewership after the Austin segment was over, as opposed to Sheamus, Daniel Bryan. And I really don't think it's because of those two.
Perhaps it's Marks at work. I don't know. Austin Marks.
Just the fact that...
And people didn't just keep watching and see Sheamus come out and go, oh my God, it's a jobber. Get out of here.
Or just that horrible...
Maybe it was the fact that people didn't hear, my God, Stone Cold, Stone Cold, Stone Cold when Austin came out. And they were infuriated. They threw stuff at their TVs. I don't know.
Well, I resisted the urge to throw crap at my television, so I would hope some people would come up with it. Although I was very tempted with that horrible ending to the Sheamus Daniel Bryan match, a count out lost where rookie ref counted way too fast, and Sheamus was just watching him, wasn't even bothering to sell the ankle that he injured, and. With us being on our fourth or fifth fired quit angle in the last 3 months, enough already.
Yeah.
Put his skin on the line. If he loses the match, he has to become tan or red.
He loses, he gets a year's pass plant tan.
Now, would we really, really want to mess with... Do we really want to mess with...
What are you looking
with?
At?
So...
By the way, Sheamus was... he was selling that knee or ankle or whatever it was supposed to be after the show. We were watching some of the wrestlers leave and go to the parking lot. He came hobbling out, rolling a suitcase behind him.
Well played.
I shouted, way to sell, champ. I'm sure he heard me. I'm sure he appreciated
it. I'm not sure how much he appreciated, but... Well, let's see.
I'm sure he appreciated me more than he does Kevin Dunn.
I'm not going to touch that one for now.
Well, played.
Do I have something for that? I might.
That's the last sound you hear before you croak. Yes.
So, now, I have been... I neglected to watch NXT, even though I probably, if I'd had the time off available, I would have been in Cleveland to see it live. The new season of NXT has decided to play Redemption Island. Familiar faces from the previous NXTs have been paired up with an eclectic group of pros, and I'm going to use that term fairly loosely in a couple of cases, to see if we can salvage what we... the mess that we've made throughout the seasons. I have the roster handy if anybody's interested.
Sure.
Okay.
Black Cena, I mean, Darren Young, has been paired with Chavo Guerrero.
And somehow his Raw contract has mysteriously vanished.
Yes.
Conor O'Raxo, I mean, Conor O'Brien, has been paired with Vladimir Kozlov. I'm not sure. I have no words.
It is Kozlov.
I'm sure he does. It's just we can barely understand him.
It also seems like he's dropping the rat gimmick, too.
Which is a good thing, I think.
His video package, he talked about how this season he needed to be himself.
Let's see. Lucky Cannon has been paired with Tyson Kidd. He'll learn a lot about wrestling, but he's not going to be able to grow any further personality.
Or win.
That too. Byron Saxon's been brought back, and his pro is Yoshitatsu. Well, I'm guessing Saxon's going to be doing all the talking for that pair. Unless you like, thank you a lot.
Maybe Yoshi's trying to train to become the new SmackDown number one announcer. I don't know.
I'd actually enjoy that.
Yeah, I would too.
Let's see. Jacob Novak is brought back with his pro JTG, since JTG doesn't really have much else to do right now.
Okay. Missed opportunity there. It should have been Curt Hawkins. Major Brothers version 2.
There you go.
I would take that. And then in a pair that I'm not sure is so bad it's good or it's going to be so bad it's horrible, Titus O'Neil has been brought back.
That's enough to make you laugh right there.
Yes. What's sillier still is his pro. And I just, again, I... Hornswoggle.
Well, if you're going to win, make it a win.
It's NXT Season 5, or as we like to call it, NXT Communication Barrier.
That's where we're at right now. I'm like, oh my lord! I'm scared to load it up on my computer. I'm really scared to see what's going on there.
You know, you're in a good situation when Titus O'Neil is going to be the promo man of his group.
The only worthwhile thing about this season of NXT is going to be hearing William Regal do commentary. That's about it.
Oh, that's right.
And Maurice host.
As we continue to build the language barrier.
Matt Stryker's already made a comment about the nationality of the panel there.
I'm afraid that, well, actually, I'd be curious to hear what he'd have to say about that.
I think he said something like, between Maurice, who's his co-host, and half the pros and commentating team. He's not going to understand a word that's said this season.
I heard Regal was pretty good.
I thought he was.
Well, he was probably the easiest to understand, too.
Ooh, ACC game coming down to the wire.
They even did a backstage promo with Maurice and Yoshitatsu. They actually remember the fact that he came out to the ring and brought her flowers and stuff.
Aww.
On NXT, things like this happen. Things are actually remembered from the past and not dropped without mention.
Well, maybe they'll also remember the fact that she kissed Yoshitatsu on the Valentine's edition of Raw.
No, they remember. He's trying to get more, but Byron Saxton interrupted.
Somebody cue Afternoon Delight in the background, please.
My. So, now let's see. With that out of the way, we had already touched on Brian Kendrick making his appearance on Price is Right. Thank you so much, Jim.
I had to do a double take when I heard George Gray, the announcer, say that. I actually went so far as to go on Wikipedia because I haven't seen Kendrick in a while, and I had to do a compare-contrast what I was seeing on my TV, what I was seeing on the Wikipedia image, and then I just said, holy bleep. Yeah. Why? Apparently this is proof positive TNA must not be paying him a damn thing because he's on a game show.
And
what is he on, the knockout pay scale?
Well,
oh.
$75 here. You may not even get on the show. Here you go.
Well, and he did very well for himself. He won a popcorn machine.
Yeah, there's a joke there somewhere, folks. I'll let you go for it.
I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to use a Royal Rumble joke.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Quick, who gets it?
Oh, yes, I get it. Yeah, I do. Now, let me see if I remember this right. It was Maven who got thrown through a popcorn machine at the Royal Rumble.
poor Maven.
I believe Taker took a big handful, too, before walking away.
And I am proud of Mr. Kendrick. He did not make a 420 bid.
He came close.
I heard 425 in the intro, and I thought if he said 420, I was just gonna maintain my face palm through the rest of the intro.
It would not have been it would have been nice, but taking away a spot that could have went to a common civilian.
Maybe he was disguised as a common civilian.
Yeah, well, of course, he had a Sounder shirt. He was marking for Drew. Sure, okay.
He's on the lower card in TNA. He is a common civilian.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You notice nobody stopped him for autographs when he came on down.
Too bad that he didn't come on down with his white jacket and Man with a Plan playing.
He did dance when he got on stage, though.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But they didn't mention the fact that he was a pro wrestler, which I was very interested in.
Probably because
him and Drew could have
shared
Royal Rumble stories. They were in the ring about the same amount of time in their Rumble appearances.
I forgot about that. Yes. 10 years ago, too, Drew was in it. That's right.
Feed his ego.
Oh, he needs the ego. Well, you know, you got to feed him something. Drew could use a sandwich. Anyway.
But, and the fact that TNA didn't even bother to capitalize.
That's dumb.
Yeah, they don't care. They probably are like, oh, he's on. Oh, we don't have time for a press release. We have a PR staff? What? Huh?
Someone probably told them, and they're like, who's that again?
Probably.
He works for us?
He's one of our boys? You sure? I remember him being World Heavyweight Champion. Wait a minute.
I did watch a little bit of TNA this past Thursday, or should I say yesterday. I got to say, now, it's their first time they've done a TV taping outside of the Impact Zone, correct or incorrect?
Incorrect.
No, they did a live show in Las Vegas.
Okay. Well, I'm not a TNA, you know, devotee. Not that anybody else is here, I'm just saying. That
remember, we threw that show, that first show, remember, we threw that in the room, that first one.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right.
That was the, well, that was the night that everybody but, like, two people performed drunk.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that was Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what I'm getting at is usually the production standards, even for TNA, are pretty good, all things told. The lighting during most of the event, like when they were doing the interview stuff, was effed up. It was like ECW 1997 quality to me. Like, just, like, barely legal quality, if you will.
Maybe Tommy Dreamer and the Dudleys are working the lights.
Well, that would explain it. I want to go home, Uncle Paul, please!
My uncle is out in Las Vegas where he's safe.
Yeah, that's right. Probably making a boatload betting the Final Four. Good man.
Oh. In other news, FSU just hit a... No! No, never mind!
If you're looking at this an archive, disregard that.
Yeah.
No. I'm making an exception here. He said Florida State.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
ACC time.
Yeah, they're reviewing a Florida State buzzer beater, which might not have been a buzzer beater.
Just jump in, baby. Call me and I don't care. just kidding.
And well, I think it's a berth in the semis is on the line because the ACC is one of those that, well, we have to play our tournament final on Sunday, right?
If you're just tuning in, this is the North American Wrestling Connection by way of the ACC semifinals.
Sorry, guys, it's my alma mater.
I know, I guess it's... All right, I'll be the judge of it. It's on ESPN2, right?
Yes.
The ball's out of his hand with about...
With zero on it. I think it counts.
They count it!
Yes!
Florida? No!
Oh, no! They took it off!
No! They took it off. Seminoles lose. By a fraction of a second. Like one frame.
You people are fools!
That's right.
You know what?
I had to include that from last week. I apologize.
Excuse me, Nikki. You at least have a team in the fight, okay? The George Washington University Colonials stink.
Well, RPI isn't even in Division I basketball. We have Division I hockey.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. While I'm at it, shout out Matt Martucci, voice of the St. Joseph's Hawks, still going strong in the A-10. Very nice.
St. Joe's beat us, thank you.
You're welcome.
Can't kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Let me get back to wrestling. Yeah, let me get that back.
Okay.
This will be edited. No. the hell?
No. I only allowed it for a moment, and shame on me.
Yes,
I got karma hammered. So we're gonna move on. I'm gonna go. Let's get back to game shows here. Nickelodeon had gotten their hands on a bunch of WWE superstars, and Jason, you had the info in front of you. You read the names a little too fast to me.
Yeah, I'll get them for you. Just hold on. There is a great new Nickelodeon game show called Brain Surge. If you've ever seen it, it's loud, it's kiddie, you know. It is a very good addition to the Nickelodeon
franchise, if you will, which
yeah,
has become
exactly.
Like, bastardized in the last 10 years, if you ask me.
Right.
Anyway.
So there are, just hold on, there has been, I believe, six WWE superstars who filmed, just need to find it,
they filmed
an episode or two. John Morrison,
Yay.
E. Torres, Kofi Kingston, Dumiz, of course, is probably the bad guy here, Gail Kim, and Kelly Kelly, who filmed that. So I think that's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Do they have an air date for these?
I don't know, but I bet you that WWE will be promoting the heck out of it. And this is also another part of the PG-ification of the show, combined with the Kmart ad that we saw, the debut of the Kmart ad this week,
mm-hmm.
on Raw, which was actually pretty funny, if you saw it.
And if I could buy Randy Orton at a Kmart, I'd have to wait till he fell in the bargain bin.
Well, he's located right next to the menthol cigarettes, so it's not hard to find him.
Oh, wow.
I've got a button for that. Give me a second. Oh, for crying out loud, I lost my way.
Wait a few weeks, okay?
No. We'd find him in the body work.
Oh,
body.
Hey, oh, yeah.
The problem would be, right after you bought him and brought him home, he'd punt you in the head.
Yes.
Now let me find the button I was actually going.
Bird!
You'd be on the way to the hospital down in Tampa, Florida with the new Nexus.
I'm not paying attention to this right now. I'm watching basketball.
No, you're fine.
But I will say, though, I mean, the fact that Randy Orton is now a face of the WWE in that respect just blows my mind.
I get props. It is a funny commercial, but again, I just wouldn't spend that kind of money on Randy Orton. I mean, let me know when John Morrison is available in that.
Yeah, sure. Well, hey,
what?
He can reach all those hard-to-reach places, so, you know, those corners. You know, he clings to the wall, he can dust up there. It's kind of a nice thing.
Oh, that would be funny. You know what? He goes up there, he does the Swiffer
Duster. And it's an avenue, I'm available.
There's a Swiffer Duster commercial. He climbs up there and does it on his own. With parkour.
And he goes and jumps in your pool.
Yeah, exactly. From the roof of the house.
Well, let me bounce something off of what my honorable friend in New York says about the PG-ification. There is some belief that they're trying to stretch the PG-ification to maybe PG-13 to go a little more in. And yet another case in point of that, who are they bringing in as the special guest star of Raw Monday night?
The one I'm not watching? Yes.
The one that I'm
not
watching.
Yeah, Smokey.
It's called the Jersey Shore bitch. Yes. I guess WWE knows what to do. I mean, if we're going to go full bore, we're going to get the biggest skank of them all.
I mean, Lindsay Lohan wasn't available.
That's
no, but
it was her mother.
thank you, Nikki. but Jim does also point. Do you think they are going PG-13?
No,
yeah.
I think what they're doing is they're actually expanding into what PG is, because a lot of the PG they've been doing has been closer, admittedly. It's been on the low end of PG, where a lot of people are saying, oh, my God, this is practically Y7. They've tread very, very lightly. And now maybe somebody actually took a look at the rules and said, hey, yeah, we can do this. John Cena pulling a pearl necklace out of his pocket is borderline. Come on, guys.
Yeah, that.
Hey, it gets those other coveted demos. Nudge, nudge, and Cinemore.
So
I will say, at Raw Monday night, when he did the pearl necklace joke, while I'm, like, trying to contain myself from dying because he did it, I'm looking around at, like, the confused kids in the audience.
Overtime in the Big East.
Which honestly just made me laugh even more.
Now, I'll tell you what it comes down to. I don't think they even need to go and take a look at the standards and practices rule sheet. Look back to the Attitude Era when many of the programs' first hour of Raw was PG. And they could, you know, stretch the lines a little bit more. Maybe that's a case of what it is. Maybe that's a case of what it is. You may well be right, Nikki.
I think there was still PG in the '98, like when DX did the press conference promo. They were basically shooting on USA because USA finally stepped in and were like, yeah, so you need to like go by our guidelines. And that's when they just decided, no, we don't really care.
And
just boost
we,
the rating.
You know, right, and I don't think we're going to go fully into Attitude Era level stuff, although we are towing the line right now. If they want to keep the fan base that they've got right now, if they want to keep cultivating the younger market, they need to watch their step. I'm not saying go back to tiptoeing around at the Y7 level, but there's a little bit more that you can do than what they've done in with some of their content. So I think I really think we're going to work our way up. Let's see. Although speaking of Attitude Era and Nostalgia Acts and all those wonderful things, Typho, did we? No, wait a minute. You were at Raw. Did you go to SmackDown by any chance?
No, I didn't.
Shoot. I needed to know if there was a five-second
And if it does flash photography.
Yes. For this fine reunion after 10 years, and I hate to say it, but I actually thought that Christian was going to turn during that match. They might be saving that turn for Mania if he's going to turn at all.
I still would like to know when they reunite these tag teams, where they get these numbers about the last time they've seen. 10 years, I didn't know 2005 was 10 years ago.
That
they go
wrong,
from
though.
The Matt Stryker Book of Facts. So,
like when TNA teamed the Hardys together a couple weeks ago, and they said something about being the first time they teamed together in 6 years or something like that. I guess they weren't watching in 2007 or anything.
I was going to say, I was actually at the Raw. They won the tag titles in that random tag team battle royal they threw together.
Weren't they also in a team at December to Disaster?
Yeah.
Well,
TNA, if they change the facts, that's how they change the landscape again, ladies and gentlemen. So.
I will say this, though. TNA is doing something very smart. They're coming back to the site of their biggest house show, the Brooklyn Cyclones Park, MCU Park, on July 1st. I hope to be there. It's a smart move. And I think they might make it a yearly tradition. I think that's a smart move by them.
Absolutely. And that place holds, what, 5,000, 6,000 people at least?
Yes, and I believe they filled it the last time.
Very nice. Very nice.
It'll be like a hot summer night in New York City to watch wrestling. Hopefully it will not rain.
Mm.
So, gentlemen, in our last minute of the show, Jim, do you have anything to plug?
I'll plug in, like Carl said, Locked In. We're talking Selection Sunday night, 9:30 to 11 p.m. right here on the CLW83 network. We'll talk teams on the bubble and talk about the teams in the tournament. So give us a listen, won't you, please, and tell your friends.
Okay, and I'm not being biased against anybody else, but we are down to our last 20 seconds. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for attending tonight. The North American Wrestling Connection will be here next week, and I'll be in a much better mood. So, gentlemen,
hooray!
Thank you. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Buenos noches.
And we are now in archive. Who is going to blather a bit about sports?
Louisville right now with a 1-point lead, 2 minutes left in first overtime over Notre Dame.
Indeed.
Yeah, I can't believe they took those points away from my boys.
It was literally, put to you this way, if the camera that was shooting the 3-point shot was a super slow-mo camera, your guys might have got, you can make a case your guys might have gotten hosed. Being that it was a standard 30 or 60 frame per second camera, or 60 frame per second camera, I should say, it looked like it was like a 1 frame difference in the replay. Frame, 0-0, hand, next frame, oop, it's gone. But if it was like one of those, you know, Exmo replays, then they could fine tune it, shall we say, and get the definitive answer.
Right.
God bless them.
Yeah. We are not known for our basketball, and after a while, we're probably not going to be known for our football anymore either.
I wouldn't go that far. I you know, give them a couple years, they'll be back. What was the situation for FSU? Did they have to win the ACC to get into the tournament?
I think so.
More or less? You don't know what their record was, do you?
Not offhand.
Well, if that's the case, then it's not like they were going to get in anyway with Duke and North Carolina.
Oh, Duke, are you serious? Oh!
Okay, Dickie V.
I just had a diaper dandy! Oh!
That's dances like hell.
I've always had the theory in the last year or so that that Michael Cole is to the Miz what Dickie V is to Duke.
That's a good analogy, actually. Yes. Yes, indeed.
I could see at some point Dick Vitale running onto the court to help Duke win a game.
he could officially be the sixth man. Yes.
Especially if it was like the ACC championship game.
North Carolina has like a breakaway layup at the buzzer. He jumps out of the announcer's table and tackles the guy.
Kind of like the Buffalo Wild Wings commercials. Yes.
Yeah.
Three-pointer for the win! Oh, my God, tackled it!
Minute to
go.
You're
like Waller climbing the ladder to get the title.
Down three.
Boy. Let me ask a question, wrestling-related here. Is it official that Money in the Bank is not going to be on WrestleMania this year? That's what I'm gathering, correct?
It sounds like it. There's some rumors going around about some stuff they want to build for the undercard. I just put my notes away. Give me 1 second.
I think it's going to come down to, like, when they get to the last couple of weeks, do we want to put effort in a bunch of mid-card storylines, or do we just want to throw them into a big one-lump match and get it over with?
Because
so we got lazy creatives feeling that week.
Because I know they're thinking Daniel Bryan Sheamus, they're thinking Core versus a motley assortment of, including Big Show and Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly
Peaceful.
Mysterio and Cody is confirmed.
Right.
And then this wacky mixed tag with Trish, Kelly, and Jomo versus Claypool and Ziggler.
Jomo's getting around. By the way, I saw some pictures of Jomo and Melina. Very cute couple. Very cute couple together. Somewhere, Nikki's very envious.
Them getting thrown out of the bar in L.A.?
Yeah, pretty much.
And the fact that Jomo was bragging about it on Twitter made me laugh even harder.
That's just awesome. It's awesome stuff. Now, the reason I'm getting at it is, more often than not, Money in the Bank, for me personally, is a highlight of WrestleMania anymore, and I know they branched it out to its own pay-per-view. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to have multiple Money in the Bank matches, like, you know, the one for WrestleMania and the two branded ones. In a pay-per-view, maybe push the pay-per-view till later in the year, like halfway across from, you know, like replace with the god-awful crap that's in September. spot.
Well, a little bit of rearranging would be a great idea. I do like the unbranded briefcase from Mania. We put Money in the Bank in Bragging Rights place, use the Bragging Rights concept to spice up Survivor Series.
Exactly. Because Bragging
Rights is still off Fatal 4-Way.
Make it Survivor Series, colon, Bragging Rights, yeah. As Louisville, as Doug Gottlieb said, is going to beat Notre Dame. And Doug Gottlieb knows everything because he did that whatever infomercial for exercising like a mother. I forget which one.
2-1, ball game.
There you go.
Louisville, UConn for the Big East title.
I likes it. Well, you know, everybody from the Big East is getting in the tournament this year anyway, essentially. So
this is true.
You know. I'm in the Big East. If I was in the Big East, I would get in the tournament by myself, and that's quite scary. So let's see here. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for Money in the Bank to come in because I think it's one of the higher points of WrestleMania, save for the main event or main events, as the case may be. And well, since Cole and Lawler are announcing, all we know is Booker T is going to be one of the announcers at WrestleMania. And Nikki, I got to kind of disagree with you. I'm not big on Booker at the table. He just doesn't flow for me.
I think he needs somebody better to work off because, I mean, I keep hearing how epic him and Kevin Nash at the table were on a random TNA show.
It was.
Chet Lemon and Black Snow.
With
that
Scott
show.
Steiner ring announcing.
My God.
And, please tell me that's on YouTube somewhere.
I'm sure it is. Scott Steiner ring announces a knockouts six-person tag match, and his intros were probably the highlight of the year for TNA.
Probably. Mm-hmm. It just might be a weird case study where he's getting produced in the headset finally, because Lord knows if TNA's as egregious or not as egregious with the headsets. You know, how he handled it, because he's a cliche machine to the nth degree. And quite frankly, I'll be honest, his voice, it's like hearing Randy Savage announce on Monday Night Raw. It's like, okay, it's cool, but it doesn't work for me.
I think he'd be better off if he were a heel color guy, like JBL.
Wait. This just hit on the bottom line. The lockout is confirmed and went into effect at midnight.
All right. Well,
guess Monday Night Raw.
We're going to be playing into deep October.
My only relief as a Carolina Panther fan is, no matter what, we're still on the clock.
Yeah, you will always
on the clock. To Cam Newton.
And as a Detroit Lions fan,
they're
tied for first place in the UFC in the NFC North right now.
At least you don't have Bryce Harper doing, right?
Yeah. But looks like Monday Night Raw is going to get to keep their ratings.
Ratings are going to go down because of Snooki this week. I'm calling it, like, a couple of decimal points.
Oh, easily.
And if she doesn't get the shit booed out of her, I will be very upset with the crowd. Now, it's in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
We're losing you, Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Hey.
But yeah, I agree. I'm hoping that Snooki gets boot out of the building. Between Jason and another friend of mine, viewership is dropping steadily on this one.
I think the only saving grace could be some kind of segment with Zack Ryder.
Woo woo woo, you know it.
I if they don't do a segment with Snooki and Zack Ryder, I will be very, very disappointed. And not because of the Zack, not the Zack Pack fan appreciation. Yikes, Jim.
I actually got to see Zack Ryder win a match on Monday.
There you go. I'm going to get going. Good night. See ya.
Yeah, I think
we're here. I got a 2-hour drive to Jersey in the morning.
I'm sorry.
It's spring break.
Well, have fun. I got a gig in Lancaster tomorrow night. Pray for me. But, gentlemen, thanks again. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
CLWA3.com is your source for everything CLWA3. You can catch any of our shows on demand anytime at blogtalkradio.com/CLWA3network. Also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and our feed on iTunes.